This is Senator Bob Dole. Afghanistan has a new leader, or is it a new puppet? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in a surprise move, the Afghan government traded in its longtime Soviet puppet for a new one. He's Najibullah. Notice I said the Afghan government, which has little or nothing to do with the Afghan people these days. It has a lot to do with the Soviet Union, though. The Kremlin wasn't happy with the old model's attempt to subdue the Afghan people to the Soviet will. So who did they bring in? You guessed it, the head of the secret police. And sad to say, this leadership swap casts even more doubt on Soviet willingness to negotiate a real peace in Afghanistan. The stepped-up offensive against the Afghan people shows the Soviet invaders are far from ready for peace, except the deadly peace that would come from complete suppression of Afghan freedom.
Bob, the Soviets may have changed their proxy dictators in Afghanistan, but one thing hasn't changed: the murderous presence of 120,000 Soviet troops whose ruthless aggression is brutalizing the Afghan people. Nearly a million Afghan citizens have been killed as a result of the Soviet Union's scorched-earth policy and the brutal carpet bombing of innocent villages. 3 million Afghan refugees have fled into Pakistan and Iran to escape the war. Soviet troops have been fighting in Afghanistan longer than in World War II, but they're not even close to defeating the Afghan resistance or crushing the spirit of the Afghan people. A new Soviet puppet won't end the bloodshed, Bob. The best hope is that the new Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, will decide to cut his losses and withdraw before Moscow's Vietnam in Afghanistan becomes Gorbachev's Vietnam, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the worst of his foolish budget cuts, slashing aid to education. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.